This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, every day we are really doing our best here at Idaho Matters to bring you a little bit of lighter news in the midst of all of the really heavy content that we are bringing your way. So, you know, so many of us, we are cooped up at home and we are looking for an escape from reality in the form of Hollywood storytelling. So today, I am very happy to have my colleague George Prentice on the line to talk about what we should be watching during quarantine. Hey there, George.
Hi, Gemma. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice.
And
one of these days,
yours.
I'll see you in person one of these days.
One of these days. But goodness knows, you are very close every day at noon. That's for certain.
Okay. So if you're feeling anxious, right, or you just want to maybe escape all of the really heavy news right now,
yep.
What movies should somebody watch?
Well, you and I have talked about this on a number of occasions. I have found myself in the last few years leaning more toward films that are genuine. And I don't necessarily mean nonfiction, but genuine characters that you want to spend time with, stories that have some resonance, themes that are important. So I have a go-to list of films that I'd like to share with you today. And these, by the way, are all available for streaming somewhere.
I like that. They're somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. And you're going to know some of these titles, but some I don't think you will. And my favorite film to recommend in these times is a movie that you may not have heard of. It's a film called Defending Your Life. It's a screwball romantic comedy with Albert Brooks. It's pretty nutty, but here's the concept. Albert Brooks is killed within the first minute of the film.
Oh.
And it turns out that when we die, we all go to this place called Judgment City. It's not heaven, it's not hell, but we are sent to Judgment City where we have to defend our life, literally in a courtroom, where they show elements of our life. And he's a bit of a schlep, but he meets this woman played by Meryl Streep, and she's actually pretty hilarious in this. And
no
she's
way.
This perfect woman who died because she tried to save these puppies from a fire. So, of course, she's going to heaven. Well, Albert Brooks is not going to heaven, but he has to defend his life. So here's a scene with Albert Brooks and his, well, let's call him his lawyer, played by the wonderful Rip Torn.
Where am I? Is this heaven?
No, it isn't heaven.
Is it hell?
No, it isn't hell either. Actually, there is no hell. Although I hear Los Angeles is getting pretty close.
The point of this whole thing is to keep getting smarter, to use as much of your brain as possible. For example, I use 48% of my brain. Do you know how much you use?
3.
I use 3% of my brain?
Yes, don't worry about it. Everybody on Earth uses 3% of their brain.
3? 3%? 3%? You mean nobody on Earth uses more than that?
When you use more than 5% of your brain, you don't want to be on Earth, believe me.
So it turns out that most of us have sent back to have been sent back here to Earth about 20 or 25 times until we finally get it and until we're finally decent people. But the movie has a wonderfully happy ending, and that's what I need. So it's a movie called Defending Your Life, with a wonderful happy ending. It's hilarious. It's romantic. Look for it. It's streaming, well, just about everywhere. My other top movie, which I know you have heard of, I would recommend to anyone, and that is Dave. Dave, a wonderful, near-perfect romantic comedy. Kevin Kline and Sigourney Weaver. And Kevin Kline plays this man who's a dead ringer for the President of the United States. And I watched it again recently, and what a great film. I highly recommend that. So real quick, here's my list that I walk around with. And I think you're going to know some of these titles. Awakenings with Robert De Niro and Robin Williams. It's the true story of a catatonic patient and the doctor who helped him find a new life. A Born Free from the mid-1960s. I saw this as a kid. I saw it again recently. It's so wonderful. Chariots of Fire. We forget this film. It's a Best Picture winner. The true story of an Olympic runner who refused to run in the Olympic finals because of his devout faith. And it turns out that the final was going to be run on a Sunday. Wonderful film. And The Elephant Man. I highly recommend that you revisit The Elephant Man, the true story of John Merrick and the doctor who helped him, played by Anthony Hopkins early in his career. Hoosiers, if you love sports, a great feel-good movie. But my favorite feel-good movie is a film called October Sky. It's the true story of a boy named Homer Hickam. He lived in a West Virginia coal mine where everyone just goes down to the coal mines, and his father is played by Chris Cooper. But Homer wants to build rockets in the 1950s. He just is obsessed with rockets, but his father just keeps sending him back to the coal mine. Well, Homer wins the local science fair, and he meets his hero, Wernher von Braun, and at the end of the film, he has this tiny little rocket, and all the town comes to see him, and this happens.
And finally, I'd like to dedicate this rocket to my mom and to... You know, it won't fly unless somebody pushes the button. It's yours if you want it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You get a go, Homer. This one's gonna go for miles.
Well, I am a blubbering mess every time this movie comes on because in the final scene, of course, everyone is looking up in the sky as the rocket flies across the sky, and Homer's dad is looking down at Homer.
So, and, George, yeah. we've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
So I need to know about some kid-friendly ones because we've, I think, seen almost every sports one. And then the other night, we thought it'd be a good idea to show the kids Austin Powers, not really remembering just how racy that is for a second grader. So we had to turn that one off.
Okay, so here's my recommendation. It's a Disney film that maybe you may not have seen. Maybe it wasn't a huge blockbuster hit, but The Emperor's New Groove. What a great, great film with the voice of David Spade and John Goodman. It's this wonderful story about this emperor who has it all until he doesn't. And then he learns kindness with his friend, played by John Goodman. Look for it. And it's a great soundtrack written by Sting. It's a Disney film called Emperor's New Groove.
Okay. And then quickly, any TV recommendations?
Yeah, people are obsessed with... you know, these dramas like CSI and Law and Order, they're so cruel, they're so mean. I say Columbo.
That's awesome.
I loved Columbo. You know, here was this rumpled guy. Everyone underestimated him, but he was always the smartest guy in the room. And of course, he always asked.
Oh, listen, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, there's one more thing, sir.
One other thing.
One more thing.
It was always one more thing.
One more thing.
And of course, he solved the case every time. The wonderful thing about Columbo is you saw the crime in the first few minutes of the episode. But it was so well written. It was all about how Columbo, this disheveled, wrinkled detective, would solve this mystery of what the crook thought was going to be a perfect crime. Look for Columbo. It's free on a network called Cozy, which you can pick up on a free antenna. Columbo. I highly recommend it.
Well, George, it's always so good to have you. And we've been talking with film buff and Boise State Public Radio Morning Edition host, George Prentice. I want to thank all of you for joining us tomorrow. And very quickly, we are starting something new on Wednesdays on Idaho Matters for the next month. This is a doctor roundtable to get your questions answered. We're having a pediatrician on tomorrow, along with some other medical experts. If you have a question, you can leave us a voicemail at 208-426-3625, or you can send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Thank you again for joining us. We'll see you back here tomorrow.